Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer. I'm Eileen, your host for this show, and we've been gathering here on Sunday night at 7 o'clock Eastern Time with great joy and gratitude for the last year and a half, a little bit longer than that. And I wanted to share with you that we are in the process of finding a new home. Daria has been an amazing host here at RightStream Radio, and we will be here for one more Sunday next week, and then starting Sunday, March 4th, which we will announce next Sunday where you will be able to find us, we will be joyfully in our new home. And so I'm excited. Creating new is always a little nerve-wracking, as I can imagine we all feel at one time or the other. But for the most part, this is very exciting. And I know that Daria sends us off with her love. And so we're very grateful. We're very grateful. And so tonight's sharing, for those of you that are new to the show, we do a little bit of sharing of wisdom from the heart in the beginning of the show. And then we begin with live one question Akashic Records readings. And so I have a really heavy heart tonight. And so the subject that I wanted to talk about was, how do we address sudden loss, violence in our culture, in our species of humanity, when it hits close to home? It's one thing to be able to hold a space of love when whatever is out there is out there. If we're not experiencing war firsthand, if we're not experiencing physical violence to our person, emotional abuse, verbal abuse, all of the traumas, if it's out there, it's a very different space that we are able to hold when it comes to being a loving presence, which is our soul's purpose for being here, to remember how to be a loving presence unto ourselves first, in that relationship with ourselves first, in our relationship with our source as we believe it to be, in our relationship with others and our life experiences. But when violence, trauma, abuse, when that enters into our inner domain, our personal lives, how do we hold that space? How do we continue to be in a space of lovingness in the face of that, in spite of all of the anger and fear and judgment and outrage that often accompanies sudden violent attacks? So for those of you that watch the news, which I don't, I always trust and know whatever I'm supposed to know shows up for me. It's someone tells me about it, or it'll show up on Facebook. Somehow or another, I'm always made aware of something that's happened, unless I'm feeling it myself and I'm already aware of it. And so for those of you that know me and have been guests on the show before, you know I live in South Florida, and we had a very recent trauma here in South Florida in Broward County at the Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School, which is in Parkland, Florida. It's about 50 minutes south of where I live. And 17 children have transitioned to spirit as a result of another child using a gun in the school, an automatic weapon, from what I understand. And people are in outrage. And there is a huge amount of emotion that is connected to this experience, and rightly so. We have these emotions for a reason. The human experience is designed with the illusion of physicality, with emotions that have a whole range of vibrational frequency, everything from terror to love and gratitude. We have thoughts, beliefs, all of that shapes this human experience. And so having emotions isn't good, bad, right, wrong. The lower vibrational emotions are the ones that most of us will judge as negative, quote unquote. But truly what I believe is that anything is, especially emotions, they're just energy. It is information in the form of energy that shows up as an emotion. And the gift of it is that even though it may not feel good, it helps us to define where we are in this human experience. And so it's all well and good that we love to feel good, but that's not the human journey. It's impossible to feel good 24/7. And quite frankly, if you know somebody that can hold that space 24/7, send me a message through my website, EileenTheHeartHealer.com. I want to sit at their feet and be with them and learn from them. Because as far as I know from everything that I trust and know about this human journey, it's impossible to hold that space 24/7 out in the real world with these bodies, these emotions, these minds, these personalities, and these egos that are part of this human experience. They all work in sync with each other to create this experience of learning, of being in lesson. And so what do we do when we are face-to-face with, for those of us that are empathic and intuitive and we feel the energy of chaos that comes as the aftermath of these experiences? What do we do when everyone around us is arguing and angry and they want to march? Or we have the government that now wants to pass a bill that says that teachers can carry weapons in school. Does it feel like insanity to you that that would be an option to choose? I do my best to not judge any of it. Can I hold that space all the time? Hell no. I do the best that I can. My heart aches for these parents and for these families. But at the same time, there is a huge part of me that holds a very strong belief that it's all part of a bigger picture of learning that comes from being in this human experience. And if every experience we're exposed to is ultimately designed on some level by each of us, consciously or unconsciously, to remind us how to be a loving person, then my first choice will always be to go to the place of love and give up the need to see one side, one faction as being right or wrong, to give up the need to be in judgment of the position that anyone holds or what anyone says. Because you see, what I trust and know is also that the one most powerful way that we create change on this planet, in this domain, by holding and being in the energy of love. We have no idea how powerful that truly is. We are slowly evolving as a species to understand it. But we are incapable of fully appreciating how powerful that vibration of love actually is. Not only in terms of its beneficial effects for healing purposes, but for so many other benefits. And so, because I trust and know this to be true, I wait patiently, patiently, and in my heart for more of the understanding of this power of love to be revealed as each day passes. And in the interim, it will be my conscious choice that as quickly as I can, I will breathe into my heart, not the organ heart, but the heart center that sits in the middle of my chest. And I will connect in with that energy of love that is my essence, that is your essence. For in this place, we are but one divine presence of love. And I will send that love out to everyone in the hope and in the knowing that it is a gift that helps to support humanity as we grow, as we evolve, as we experience all that is to experience in this human journey. A gift, not just to me, because breathing into my heart helps me to hold that space, helps me to not be attached, helps me to hold a space of compassion. We need these qualities at this time so desperately, not just during these times of trauma, but every day. So many of us struggle in this human journey. It's not easy being in a body. It just isn't. There are times that it is much easier than others, but so many people are struggling. Come home to your hearts. It helps tremendously. Can we hold that space 24/7? Again, no, I don't believe that we can. But the biggest trigger that keeps reminding us that that's the place to go if we so choose is when we are not feeling the joy, the love, the peace. And so instead of waiting for the physical pain or the major trauma, right, what I would invite each of us to do is to recognize by being in the moment as much as we can the nuances of not being quote unquote okay, either okay with ourselves or okay with something that's showing up in our lives, or not okay with something that's come up with someone that's in a relationship with us. Could be a neighbor, could be a spouse, could be a parent or a child, could be a coworker or a business partner. Stuff happens. But the minute you don't feel okay is the minute that I'm inviting you to just stop. Breathe into and out of your heart center and connect in with that beautiful love energy that dwells there. It's a part of every cell in your body. We're never disconnected from that love. We only lose our conscious connection to it. And so when we are triggered by trauma, by moments of pain, by experiences that are uncomfortable for us, we can consciously choose to connect with our hearts, to consciously connect with that divine energy of love. Embrace our gratitude for it. Look at the situation that we just experienced from the perspective of being connected to our hearts rather than connected to ego, and begin again. So this is what I'm inviting each and every one of you to join me in bringing into your day-to-day way of being. If you want to help humanity in its evolution of coming home to its heart, start with who you're being with you, because that's what vibrates out and supports the whole. The whole of humanity, everywhere on the planet, including Mother Earth. And so, I hope that that was meaningful to you in some way. And so let me just double check my announcements to make sure that I've noted. There's one other thing I wanted to share with you. So taking a breath to shift my energy here. So next Sunday, the 25th, we will still be here at Right Stream Radio. And then starting March 4th and next Sunday, we will announce where we will be creating our new home. And that will be beginning March 4th. So join us again next Sunday, and we will announce where we'll be. If you listen to this show and you are unable to be with us next Sunday, just know that if you search The Heart Healer on Blog Talk Radio, you will find me wherever we are, because we are staying with Blog Talk Radio. We will just be creating a new Blog Talk Radio station. And you are welcome to follow me on Twitter at Eileen Gottlieb, that's ILENEGOTTLIEB, on Facebook at The Heart Healer or at Eileen Gottlieb. And if you are interested in learning about how therapeutic grade essential oils and essential oil infused products can add a wonderful dimension of health and well-being to your life, creating a toxin-free home and office space, then feel free to ask to join my Facebook group, Sharing the Love with Young Living Essential Oils. We offer two Facebook Live broadcasts, educational broadcasts a month. One is at 8:30 in the morning, and one is at, I think it's 7 at night. So the next one, and if you go to my events calendar at eileentheheartheeler.com/events, you'll be able to see where I am and what I'm offering. And then I offer two other Facebook Lives from the Heart Healer Facebook group or page, not a group, it's a page. It's Wisdom Wednesday, and I offer those on the alternate weeks that I offer the essential oil education. And that broadcasts from the Heart Healer page this Wednesday, February 21st at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. And so, just going to take a nice deep breath in. I'm going to invite you to join me with that. Let's release anything that you connected to that had to do with our wisdom sharing in the beginning of the show. And let's shift gears, for we're here to serve those of you that have called into the show. And if any of you are in the chat room, I understand that our chat room is open tonight, so please feel free to post any questions that you have. We are offering one question readings tonight, and you are welcome to do so if you're live in the chat room. All right, Miss Daria, come on the line with me, and let's see, our bags are packed, and where are we heading to?
We are heading to Missouri, and we're going to speak with Missy.
All right.
Welcome, Missy.
Thank you, Daria.
Hi, I had a medical intuitive question.
Okay, Missy, go ahead.
I was just wondering, what is the cause of my anxiety and depression?
Okay, honey. If you would, just take a couple of nice, deep, slow breaths into your heart center. Thank you. I have a question for you. Do you have a conscious understanding of what's causing it in real time? Like, day to day when you experience it, do you have a knowing of what it is?
Maybe.
Okay. Because
maybe it's worry.
Well, that's what the anxiety is. You know, anxiety to me is synonymous with worry. So yes, I agree with that. A lot of times there's the question that people are asking, Missy, and that's why I asked this to get clarity on what it is that you're asking. Some people know in real time the different things that trigger their anxiety or depression, but what they're looking for is what the underlying cause of it is. So for example, someone may have social anxiety. You know, when they're around crowds of people, they know that they get anxious and that feeds into the constellation of emotions that are depression, but they want to understand what's the underlying cause for it. So talk to me a little bit about what you're looking for so that I can be real specific with the information I bring you.
Well, I'm trying to quit drinking, and I know that somehow that contributes to it. And I'm just wondering,
okay.
I'm just trying to be aware of why I keep turning to that.
Okay. So this makes perfect sense to me. Thank you for sharing that. One of the things that I'm feeling about you, Missy, is this, and so I want to ask you the question. When you're around other people, do you feel their emotions or have a sense of knowing what people are feeling around you?
I do have a problem with that. I knew that was one thing.
Okay, but you see, that's not a little problem. that is the problem. And it's not a problem unless you see it that way. It's actually a gift. It's called empathy. I empathize with you because I have it, right? I know, no pun intended. But you see, what happens is when you have an inability or you are inexperienced, it's really not an inability, it's an inexperience with how to deal with that energy or discern what's yours and what someone else's, the weight of all that energy, particularly with the kind of emotional energy that's out there, okay?
Yeah.
It's very heavy. And so the drinking oftentimes, although I will tell you, I think it's not just this with you. I think there's some childhood issues that are unresolved that are also feeding into this. But what I want to say to you is you're turning to the drinking because it's numbing out.
I don't feel anything
that antenna of information.
I don't feel anything when I drink. I feel nothing.
Exactly. And that's why you're doing it.
And I love that feeling.
I know you do. But the problem is that as long as you continue to do it, you're not living an authentic life.
I think so too.
And you can't be fully in your human experience without having these emotions. They're part of being human. They're there for a reason. You need them in order to be able to define, as I mentioned earlier, where you are in your human experience. And then with that information, you get to make a conscious choice about what to do in each situation. Mm-hmm. If you numb out completely, you have none of that information available to you.
Yes.
Okay? So if you want to quit drinking, then you need to address the reason why you're drinking. And I'm picking up that there's a bit of childhood trauma there. Am I right about that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm not going to mention on the air what it is. It's not necessary.
Yeah.
Just know that you need
Thank
to address
you.
That in order that and learn how to deal with being empathic in a way that it's empowering for you rather than seeing it as a problem. And then the drinking, the need for it will be less. But you still need to address how you're going to stop drinking consistently.
Yes, consistently.
It's a three-pronged healing
stop.
Process. Do you see that?
Yeah. It's just like when I get home at 5 o'clock and I like push everything, like I'm at work. And then when I get alone in my room, I'm just like, oh my God, I need an escape from all this. It's been overwhelming.
I hear you. So I want to leave you with this idea. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to consider every time you feel overwhelmed during the day, take a 30-second to 60-second moment and literally stop and breathe into your heart center.
Okay.
And ground your energy to the earth.
Okay.
So you breathe into your heart, you ground your energy into the earth. If you don't know how to do that, then schedule a session with me or someone that is knowledgeable in your community that can teach you how to work with your energy system in order to be comfortable and empowered and learn to love this gift that you have, because it is a gift. Trust me on
that. Maybe I will do that, because I definitely don't want to go to a stupid psychologist who just talks to me about problems. It never helps. Because I need to do something different.
I hear you. If you go to my website, that's Eileen the Heart Healer, I-L-E-N-E, theheartheeler.com/contact. You are welcome to schedule a strategy session with me, and I will be happy to share with you how I can support you in approaching this. And then you can make a conscious choice, or I can brainstorm with you and help you find someone closer to you. Okay?
Thank you very much.
You are so welcome, Missy. Thank you for calling in tonight. Blessings, honey.
No problem. Thank you. You too.
Thank you. All right, Miss Daria.
Okay, Eileen. So next we're heading to Wisconsin, and we're going to speak with Michelle.
Okay.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
Good evening. Hi, Michelle. Good evening. Hi. How can we be of service tonight, honey?
I've been painting rocks, and I just had a gallery say they wanted them in their gallery, and I put them there, and he's going to try to sell them for me, and I was just wondering if you see how I would, if we would sell any and how we would do with them.
I'm very excited for you. Are you?
Really excited.
Yeah.
I'll be more excited if they sell, but...
You know what? I think that they're going to. It's very exciting. Do you have them on an Etsy store also?
No, but that was my plan. If this didn't work, because I've been looking on Etsy a lot lately, and so I was thinking
both.
If that didn't work, I would do that.
Yeah, I would invite you to consider doing both. It's a different level of exposure. And also create a Facebook business page where you can, my understanding, but talk to somebody that knows better. I am not the technology queen, but I understand that you can do a Facebook business page, and that there's also a way to do a shopping cart within a Facebook page. So you might want to consider that also and do some Facebook Live. I have a lot of ideas that I can share with you if you want to do this in a more detailed reading, but I would invite you to expand your audience, because my sense of it is that this is going to take off. There's something about the energy that you put into the rocks and the painting that are going to attract people. So I'm excited for you. I know that this is a really big step. And I'm going to just send you off with a lot of love and excitement. I really am very excited for you, Michelle.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
When you said that.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome. All right, honey. Blessings.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Thank you. So exciting. So exciting. Miss Daria.
We are off to California. We're going to speak with Brittany.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Brittany.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you. Hi.
Hi, Brittany. Good evening. How can we be of service to you, honey?
Good evening. So today, for some reason, I feel pretty lively and upbeat. The past couple of days, I was a little bit just kind of in reflection. My father passed away 2 years ago to today's date, and it's his anniversary. And I believe he came to me last night, but I wanted to know if maybe he had any messages or anything Spirit had to say in regards to him and I.
Can I know your dad's first name, please?
Yes, his first name is Gregory.
Thank you. Let me see if I can bring something through for you. Just go ahead and breathe into your heart, Brittany. And I just want to also say to you that my heart surrounds you. I do know the loss of when our dads go and they transition to spirit. So I empathize with that loss.
Thank you.
I can't know exactly how you feel, but I can certainly empathize with the experience for sure. All right. So we're going to ask if we can connect with Gregory, if he would be available for us to speak through him for you. Did he leave in a sudden fashion by any chance?
Oh, that's my brother. They're together.
Interesting. Okay, because I'm feeling a real heavy heart, like a sense of, and it's not yours that I'm feeling. There's like this almost like a surprise heaviness of, I haven't quite got used to the idea that I'm not in a body kind of feeling. So that's your brother?
Yes, my brother was shot and killed.
Okay. How long ago was that? Wow. And that's got to be a residual because he's got to be more connected to it now. Hold on a second. Let me just see what I can connect with. I don't get a sense, although you're saying it gives me an image of the two of them together, but I'm not sure, quite frankly, if I'm getting that because you said it. So what I want to say to you is this. I'm just going to ask for them to share with me what I'm going to say to you. There is a time of transition that occurs after the body is departed from. And it is during this time of transition that the spirit of the being that has transitioned out of the body is very close to the earth. What I want to say to you is that it feels as if your father has been very close to the earth up until recently. I want to say that during the solar eclipse was when he actually fully left the earth plane in terms of his spirit. That does not mean that he cannot be connected to you. It means that you might have felt a difference in your connection to him from the time that he died up until last August to the way that you currently can connect with him. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, I don't feel a difference, but maybe possibility.
Some people do, some people don't. It depends on one's level of discernment. It's not a good, bad, right, wrong, or it must feel different. Just in case it did, I wanted you to know that that's something that they wanted me to share with you. Your dad is with you for the duration. He is part of your soul family. You've traveled with him since the beginning, and he will stay close to you, available to you as one of your spiritual hierarchy until you transition to spirit. So if you want to receive messages and wisdom or just to connect with him, you are welcome to do so. Spirit is not permitted to interfere. This is a free will dimension, but we can invite them in. Does that make sense to you?
Absolutely, 100%.
Okay. And the other thing that I want to say to you is my sense of it is that you really connect very strongly with him as well as your brother when other members of the family ancestrally when you're in dream time. So I don't know if you remember your dreams.
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I write everything down. My dad came to me last night. That's why I was wondering.
Excellent.
What. Yeah.
So
what
this is what I'm going to invite you to do. You can set an intention before you go to bed at night, put a pad of paper by the side of your bed and put a glass of water there and ask specifically, you can even write it down in your dream journal, what it is that you are asking for support with. It can be anything.
Okay.
It's up to you. And then and ask for who you want to come through your dreams to assist you. And they will come through because
okay.
you've asked. You've invited them in to help you. Okay?
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
You are worthy and welcome, Brittany. Thanks so much for calling in. You have a good rest of your evening out there in California, honey.
I will. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye. All right, Daria. Great callers
okay.
tonight. Great callers. Lots
yeah.
of interesting questions, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm enjoying it.
Me too.
So,
me too. So where
next,
are we off to?
We are off
Pardon?
To Illinois, and we're going off to Illinois, and we're going to speak with Lisa. Hi, Lisa. Lisa, are you there? Lisa, are you there? Okay. Eileen, you know what? Let's move on to our next caller,
okay.
and we'll go back to Lisa. Okay.
Okay.
We are going to head down to Georgia and speak with Melvin. Hi, Melvin.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call tonight.
Our joy, Melvin. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you all tonight?
Doing great. Doing great. How can we be
okay.
of service tonight, Melvin?
I just want to ask about a relationship question. Do you see anyone coming into my life anytime soon? I'm interested in a woman. Her name starts with a J.
Okay.
We've been talking, but now she don't talk anymore to me.
Say that last part again, Melvin.
We was talking to each other and texting and all that, but now she don't talk to me. And I just want to know, do you see her coming back or someone else in my
life? Okay. All right, Melvin. Go ahead and breathe into your heart center for me, sweet man.
Okay.
And we're asking for any and all information about relationship with this woman named with the first initial J or anyone else anytime soon coming through for you. So Melvin, there's something about, because I'm feeling like a wall in your heart. You know, like what they have around castles, those stone walls.
Right.
That's what it feels like. That's the visual that I'm getting. And so what I want to say to you about that wall is there is something about how you interact with these women that is reflecting this wall that you have around your heart. And I think that that's part of what is pushing people away. And so what I want to say to you is that I don't see any energy of anything coming close to you quite yet because of this energy around your heart. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is address it. However you feel drawn to do so, to clear that energy out, to open your heart to you first, which allows for a space of literally being open to being loving with someone else in a different way than what you're used to. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. Sort of, but I just thought, I didn't know I had a wall built around me to keep them away. I don't know if I'm too aggressive or I don't know.
What it feels like to me, and I don't know that aggressive is the word. I think that the word that I might use to describe it is, and I'm not quite sure how to language this, Melvin, so I'm just going to say what I'm sensing and hearing. I've spoken to you many times on this show, and you are a sweet man, but there is something about how you speak to women that is construed as less than honoring. This is what I'm sensing and feeling. And I think that this is connected. It's like a defense mechanism that's connected to whatever this wall is about. You know, so it's almost as if the way that you speak to women is that you're considering dating is not as loving as you're intending it to be. And so it's something that I would invite you to take a look at. Does that make sense?
I see what you, yes, ma'am, it does.
Okay.
Like the way I look at them in a way like, you know, while I want you. And that turns them off, I guess.
It might.
It might. You know, I look at them like, well, you are very beautiful. But I don't say it to them, but just my mind's eye does. So,
you know, Melvin, one of the things that I always sense when you call in is which is why I refer to you as a sweet man, is that you have a gentleness about you and you're always so respectful and polite in the way that you speak. Your mom raised you well, right? And so my sense of it is that if you consider communicating with an open heart, with someone that you feel attracted to, not think it, but find a way to say what you're thinking in a way that's respectful and kind, that might shift how they are responding to you.
Okay.
Make sense?
Yes, I think I'm maybe taking a different approach and be more friendly and don't speak my mind just yet.
You can speak your mind if it's kind thoughts.
Yes. I mean, I'll be nice to them. I mean, I give them a lot of compliments and stuff and maybe ask for their number. I don't know. Seem like, you know, some women, you know, they're like, you know, some of them is like they don't find that attractive when a man asks another woman for their number. I don't know how to do it, but I got to figure it out.
I hear you. The right person is out there for you. I think that it would be helpful if you did some inner work first in your relationship with you and try perhaps a different approach when you meet new people. See how that works.
When you say inner work with me, what does that mean?
It means take a look at what you feel you might need to protect your heart from. Why you might want to feel a sense of protection around your heart, old hurts, old traumas, and address them, meaning heal them, release them, clear them in some fashion or another.
Okay.
Because it opens your heart, so people receive you differently. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am. Like getting away that old clutter, old relationships, my old marriage that I was in,
I'm hearing you.
Release it.
I'm hearing you. Yeah.
That's what it means about like.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
All right, Melvin. Good luck with it, sweet man.
All right, sweet woman.
I am loving you back, sweet man.
You're a sweet woman too.
Thank you. All right.
Thank you, sweetie.
Blessings.
All right. You too. Thank you. All right, Miss Daria. All right, Eileen. We're staying in Georgia, actually, and we're going to speak with Janisha. Oops, if I can click the button here. Hi, Janisha. I can't talk tonight. Welcome to the show. Janisha. Wow, I'm having a hard time speaking to you. Are you on the line?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Is this Janisha or is this Daria?
This is Janisha.
Janisha, thank you so much, sweetie. Yes, I can hear you. Welcome to the show. How can I be of service?
Yes, ma'am. I was just calling, you know, to find out. Lately I've just been, I shut myself down because I went through a lot of stuff. I had a lot of people betray me, you know, relationship-wise, family-wise. And I had to do some healing. And I was trying to figure out when, because I'm ready to start back dating, because I've, you know, it's been a while since I've just actually dated, because I got hurt real bad the last time that I dated when I opened myself up. I'm trying to find out, will, you know, I find someone and, you know, will it be right and is it going to be anytime soon?
Do me a favor, Janisha, and just breathe into your heart for me a couple of times. Just helps me connect in. Helps me to disconnect from everybody else and just allow me to connect just to you. Thank you. So this is what I want to say to you, right? There is energy of potential partnerships, romantic partnerships in front of you. And where it sits energetically in front of you, what it says to me is it could be as close as within the next couple of months. However, there is a however here.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so this is the however, and that is, it's what it is it's a warning, right? And the warning is, because of the degree of relationship trauma that you have experienced, there is a part of you that keeps attracting it. It's not a conscious part of you. It's not like I'm saying that you wake up in the morning and go, what relationship can be betrayal today? It's not like that. It is an unconscious process. But that unconscious process is still active. And so what I'm going to invite you to do is, as you begin this dating process again, and I know that I've said this to other people tonight, but it's such an important ingredient in how we live our lives. Connect in with your heart center often. You with you. Get to know what that feels like. You with you. And it should feel yummy, right?
Yes.
Because what I want you to consider doing is, when you go out with other people, whether it's someone you're dating or you're meeting a new friend, or you're making a decision about something, even if it's something as simple as where to go out for a meal, I want you to consider really connecting in with your heart as you make this decision so that you know how it feels. So you know then that when you're connected to your heart, you with you, and it feels good, that when you bring the idea of someone else into your inner circle, see how that feels to you, because feeling is a gift that you have. I'm sensing that, and I'm going to invite you to take full advantage of that as a superpower, right? And
yes,
use
ma'am.
It to help guide you, because you've not been able to do that in the past.
No, ma'am.
Because my sense of it is, Janisha, that you're going to attract somebody that's going to be very similar to who you've attracted in the past, that it's brought a lot of trauma to you. So the person's going to feel familiar to you, and part of that's going to feel comfortable, but this is the same person in a different face and a different body. Does that make sense to you, the way I'm languaging this?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so the warning is, keep your antennae up, do the heart work yourself first, so that when you do decide to accept an invitation to go out with someone, that before you even accept it, you bring that person into your heart and see how it feels in there, the energy of them, the idea of them. How does it feel when you're talking to them. If you meet them by phone, if you meet them online, see how it feels to be in their presence. And be very aware of what you're sensing, feeling, hearing, or knowing. And if at any point in time something says to you, like it's a red flag, this is not for me, listen.
Yes, ma'am.
And say thank you, but no thank you. And my sense of it is that as long as you do that one time, it's almost as if the universe will know that you've learned the lesson of discernment, and you will be able to bring in the most fabulous man that you could possibly imagine after that.
Yes, ma'am.
Does all that make sense to you?
Yes, ma'am. I know exactly. You know exactly what you're talking about because running into the same. They would look different, but they still had the same persona, you know, sneaky man. And I would feel it, but I would try to ignore it because I was thinking
I hear
was
you.
Me.
I hear you. There is, for people that are conscious and empathic, and they ignore information, you get that information for a reason. It's supposed to help guide you. And so it's almost in alignment with an abuse pattern. And that's why I'm saying to you, you have to give up the need to be in that pattern because this is an old pattern. This is a generational pattern. This is an ancestral pattern. You learned it from your family. They learned it from their family. You're the one that stops it. If you want to, Janisha, it's up to you.
Yes, I want it to stop because I feel like when I love hard, and I accept a lot of things that I shouldn't. And the last straw was for me was when the last guy I was dating, I was engaged to him, and we fell out a little bit, and he went and married someone else.
Got it.
And then tried to come back to me.
I do hope you said no thank you.
Oh, yes, I did. I told him he was crazy.
Congratulations. And that might be what I sensed. It might be all that you needed. But I'm still going to tell you that the warning is to keep your antennae up and be aware. Not out of fear, but out of a self-love that offers you discernment. Does that make sense?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I'm going to wish you much luck with this because you've got so much joy coming to you, but the self-love is what will attract it. So do the work. Self-love is
yes,
the most
ma'am.
Important. There's a wonderful book, Janisha. If you've ever called in before, you might have heard me refer to it. It's called Whatever Arises, Love That. And it's
yes,
by
ma'am.
A gentleman named Matt Kahn, K-A-H-N, M-A-T-T, K-A-H-N. I highly recommend it to you.
K-A-H-N. Matt Kahn.
K-A-H-N. Whatever
yes,
arises.
And whatever arises.
Love that.
Okay.
You can get it at the library or you can buy it on Amazon or I don't know if Matt has a website or not. He also has a lot of YouTube conversations that you can search and watch him. But the book is his first book. I understand that he does have a second one in the works. I don't know if it's out there yet. But I do find that the wisdom in it might be something that would really benefit you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. I'll
I'm sending
try to
you
search
off
that.
With a hug of love. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Thank you. I said I'm going to, as soon as I hang up with you, I'm going to search and try to find it.
Good.
The book, yes, ma'am.
And it's also on Audible if you like to listen to books. But I will warn you, he narrated it, and he has a very monotone voice. So you have to be in the mood to listen to it, otherwise you went to sleep.
Yes,
I mean, it's, I don't know why he decided to narrate it himself, but God bless. It is what it is. But it's excellent material, and I highly recommend it. Okay?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right, Janisha.
Thank you.
Take good care of yourself. Blessings.
Thank you so much.
My joy, honey.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, Eileen, I want to
yes.
I have somebody, and I have a chat room question.
Okay, go ahead.
If you're ready for that. Okay, so her name is Maddie. Okay, so you have that, M-A-D-D-I-E.
Okay.
And her question is, I recently got this new job, and I'm not doing the job that I was hired for, and I don't know why. And she wants to know what you see for her with this job.
Okay, hold on a second. So, Maddie, I know you can hear me, so just breathe into your heart center for me a couple of times like you've been hearing me tell other people to do. And just give me a second to connect in with you. Hold on. So we're asking for any and all information from Maddie about this new job that she started. And what the future of unfoldment is for it, if that's something that we can connect to. Okay, hold on a second. So one of the things that I'm sensing, I tend to feel things, Maddie, if you've never called in before. So I'm feeling a lot of heaviness in my heart as I'm connecting to this. And so as I'm connecting to that, I'm asking, what is the meaning of that and what do they want me to say to you? And so this is what I want to say to you. My sense of this is that whatever this job is, it's not where you're going to be permanently. This is not, and please confirm with Daria through the chat room whether this is true or not. It's not really a job that's utilizing all of your gifts and talents. I'm not even sure that the job that you were hired for would have still utilized all of your gifts and talents. Is that true? Can you just like put a yes or no in the chat room for me? And Daria will tell me what you said.
Okay, I'm typing, Eileen, just a reminder.
Okay. Can she hear me?
She should be able to hear you, yeah.
Okay.
And she's still in the chat room, but I'm just waiting for her to reply. Sometimes people walk away.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I know.
Oh, wait, hold on, I'm sorry. I'm going to put myself on mute here. I don't know what's going on with me. Hang on a second.
Okay.
I don't want to sound interfere. Okay.
That's okay. Don't worry about it, Daria.
Okay, so yeah, you wanted to ask her if is this job is she using all of her talents in this job? Maddie, if you can hear this, could you please respond? And if not, I mean, we'll give it a minute and.
And just keep an eye out for it.
Yes.
Yeah.
She says yes, Eileen.
It's not the best use of her time. Okay, so. Thank you for that feedback, Maddie. I appreciate it. So my sense of it is I don't see you there much more than maybe one or two more months, 2 months at the max. And so I would really invite you to look for something better, something that really utilizes your gifts and talents, because you have a lot of them in whatever industry you want to work in. I have no clue what that is. My sense of it just is that you have a lot to offer an employer, and it's about finding the right place for you. But while you're at this place, be there with as much joy as you can, as long as you choose to be there, and find something that really suits you. And if that makes sense to you, just type in yes for me. Let We'll give her a second to answer that.
Okay.
Yeah, technology is funny. There's always that little bit of delay that it creates, but it's all good. Yeah, I'm loving that we have the chat room open tonight. And I thank you for manning it for me, Daria, because I certainly can't do it. I have a lot of gifts. Multitasking like that is not one of them.
Well, the other thing is, too, you really couldn't, even if you wanted to, because the sound of the typing would interfere.
Oh, got it. Got
it. Like, I'm on mute when I'm communicating with people in there, so nobody can hear me typing, you know? So,
right. You know, it becomes part of the show. It just becomes part of the energy of it. It's all probably fine.
Okay, well, she's not responding.
Okay.
We have another caller. I'm going to try again that caller, Eileen, if that's okay with you, because I know we're going to be closing out soon, but I want to try to see if...
We'll take one more call. We'll just take one more call because we are at the top of the hour.
Okay, so I'm going to go try Lisa in Illinois again. Lisa, can you hear us? Lisa in Illinois, are you there? This is so strange, Eileen. She's still on the switchboard.
I see that. It's okay, Daria.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
It's okay. So, Lisa, we tried. I'm sorry we were unable to connect with you tonight. Do you have anybody else in the queue, Daria?
Yeah, let's try. I haven't spoken with them, but let's go ahead and bring this caller who was next in line. Caller from 646 area code. Good evening. Welcome to Live with Eileen Gottlieb. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Carrie. How are you today, Eileen?
Doing great, Carrie. Where are you calling from, honey?
I'm calling from New York City.
Okay. How can we be of service to you tonight?
Yes. Okay, so let me get your advice on this. Currently, I'm intuitive myself, and I've been picking up the spirit of someone following me in New York City. This person, and I think he may have some, I don't know, maybe a criminal background. I'm definitely not interested. Do you see, because normally when I have a feeling, when I get a feeling of a negative person, I normally switch my training path. Do you see that happening? Do you see me avoiding this person?
Okay, so if I'm understanding you, there is a spirit, someone who's transitioned, that's following you.
No, the person hasn't trained. This is an actual, okay. I normally pick up sometimes, I've been intuitive when it comes to negative people for a long time. So now I really like listening to myself, okay? So I get this energy of a man. It's like I'm on the train, and it's like when I leave out the train station, he follows me.
Oh,
do you pick anything up on that? Yeah.
I hear you now, and I'm fully understanding you. All right, let me just connect in with that. Can you breathe into your heart for me, Carrie?
Sure.
Yeah, just into your heart center for me, just a couple of times. Carrie, I'm going to say this to you, and I say this with as much love as I can. You need to be careful. You need to be careful.
I know. I definitely know that. I actually probably start driving. I don't want to. I'm actually moving from the area that I live in because I don't feel, like, safe with it.
Yeah. This is not a good energy. And I'm so grateful that you picked up on it. And and I would do pretty much everything and anything that I feel intuitively guided to do to not do what you did when you connected with the energy. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I know what's going on. It makes 1,000%.
Okay. Yeah, this is not, you know, and I don't love to bring in an energy, which is a judgment of evil. This is a very low vibrational presence This is a person who is not in their heart. This is a very aggressive energy and and very mentally unstable. Very mentally unstable.
I see that. I definitely
see
that.
Yeah, I get it.
Okay, because I see that very much so. Very weird, because it's like I see myself like either calling 911 right away or going to maybe a token booth to the MTA clerk. Like, it's weird, because every time I'm on the train now, it's like I'm always looking behind.
Yeah, and good idea. I want to just take a moment, if you would indulge me, Carrie. A lot of people have called tonight that are very empathic and intuitive like you are. And and I want to really honor you that you're paying attention to it. Particularly if our caller that was here in the beginning, Missy from Michigan, who is having a hard time dealing with this empathy, you are a perfect example of how this gift can be empowering. Because it's information that helps you make a conscious choice. In this situation, it's about to be self-protective. In other situations, it could be something as simple as, where to go to dinner. Do you know what I'm saying? It doesn't have to be anything really a big deal. But yours is something that you've chosen to use this gift of sensing and knowing. And you are paying attention to it. And I really want to honor you very much for that, Carrie.
Okay. And my last question to you, because I'm not picking up the time frame. When do you see, because I can voice it, I can take the express bus, okay? When do you see, if I take the train, when do you see me, like, you pick up on when I would actually first pass with this person if I continue the same route?
I keep getting a period of like 6 months.
Okay.
And
so
I want to say,
and
I want to say that the reason that it may not be an issue after 6 months, but I would go with your intuition and keep asking it, does it serve my highest good to go back on the train? Because the time frame may change based on the energy that I'm sensing right now. I'm saying 6 months, and the reason is because he will be off the street.
So I'm saying,
I'm sensing he'll either be incarcerated, he will either incarcerated, institutionalized, or no longer in a body.
That's what I picked up too. I picked that up immediately. So you're saying basically in 6 months, though, should I stay off the train? Should I change my path now for the next 6 months?
Yeah.
All right, done. Say no more, because this is weird.
All right.
I don't like the energy. Thank you. Okay.
You're welcome. Be safe out there,
Okay, and I'll call you back in 6 months. Okay.
Okay, you're going to have to remind me of the story because a lot of people, I have to let go of everybody when the show ends. So by all means, when you share the story with me, I will probably remember the details of it, okay?
Okay, all right, thank you.
You're welcome, Carrie. Blessings, honey. All right, Miss Daria, let's call it a night, shall we?
Okay, Eileen, great show. As always.
It really was. This was delightful. Thank you so much for all of your help tonight, especially with the chat room and everything else. I just love your presence. I do.
Aww.
I'm grateful that we're good friends. So even after we're not here anymore on RightStream Radio, we still get to hang out and be friends with each other.
Exactly. I know. I'm very grateful too. I mean, it's always a pleasure spending time with you. And now I love that we live so close to each other. We can get together. Great.
Yes. It's a real gift. It's a real gift. Would you like to share with the listeners where they can find you and what gifts you bring to serve others, please, before we close out the show tonight?
Sure. Thank you, Eileen. Well, I'm an independent publishing consultant. I cannot speak tonight. I'm an independent publishing consultant, so I help people with independent publishing. I'm also a copywriter, and I am a ghostwriter. So pretty much every facet of writing and publishing I can help with, whether you have a manuscript already written and you're not sure what to do with it, but you would like to, you know, publish a book. So you can find out more about me at my website, which is dariadigiovanni.com, and I'll spell that. It's D like David, ARIADIGIOVANNI.com. And there's a contact button there, too, where you can reach out to me and we can just have a conversation about your project. No obligation. I always love talking to people. I love what I do because I get to learn all kinds of interesting things from other people. So feel free to reach out to me there and we can set up a time to talk. And also you can find me now at w4cy.com on Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern. I host a radio program called Your Book, Your Brand, Your Business. And actually, Eileen, our listeners tonight will probably be interested in my guest tomorrow night. Ema Sumac Watkins is going to join me, and the show is called Spiritually Grounded in Reality. So it's going to be really interesting, you know, as it relates to, like, business and entrepreneurship. A lot of the things, Eileen, that you and I study together as part of our community with Tasha, you know, similar approach, but it's going to be a great show, and that'll be live at 5 p.m., and you can go to w4cy.com to listen live, and after I do five shows, these will be archived and added to iHeartRadio, but this is only, I think, my third show, so I've got to wait until I do a couple of more episodes before that will happen.
Wonderful.
So right now, to hear me, it has to be live. So
wonderful.
You.
All right. That's exciting. That's very exciting. For all of you that are listening, if you are thinking about writing a book, maybe you have your notes in your computer somewhere, like I did over a 10-year period plus. Daria is wonderful to work with. She is helping me create my book, and it's she has a wonderful way of getting to know you, and through that knowing of who you are, making this process of writing a book so comfortable. So I highly recommend scheduling a strategy session with Daria if, in fact, you are interested in writing a book, or if you're interested in any of her other services with copywriting or with ghostwriting or anything else. So I'm so grateful to you, Daria. You are a delight to work with, professionally as well as being my friend. So it's really been a joy. Thank you.
Likewise, Eileen. Well, blessings to you. I'll let you close out the show, and I will see you soon.
All right. I look forward to it. Thank you, Daria.
Okay, thanks. Love you. Bye.
I love you back, sweetie. All right. So I want to thank each and every one of my guests tonight. What a wonderful show this has been. It's been a wonderful experience. I hope that the information shared has been empowering in some way to assist you on your human journey. And as we complete our time together, we started the show talking about how do we deal with traumas and violence in our lives, especially when we're empathic or intuitive. And so let us complete our time together by gifting love, shall we? So if you would with me, just take a couple of breaths into and out of your heart center, that beautiful energy center in the middle of your chest. Relax your abdominal muscles and just relax your shoulders. And as you breathe into and out of your heart center, imagine the color of love, whatever that is for you. And see with each breath in and out, that color of love that dwells within your heart center expanding in your mind's eye. And let's send some love out into the world. See it expanding and emanating from your heart center in all directions. A gift of love to go beyond your home, your community, your state, your continent, this planet. May you see this love expanding down into the center of the earth, the gift of love to the heart of the mother, our dear Mother Earth. And it expands back out again, up through the layers of the earth, touching everyone and everything who dwells within the earth, upon her, and above her. And this light of love expands beyond our atmosphere, out into the universe in all directions. A gift to all, wherever it goes. See anyone that is suffering at this time through loss, through trauma, through war, through hunger, through any situation that is painful to them, any situation that might be of suffering. See them surrounded by love, a gift. And what we know is that what we put out into the universe comes back to us multiplied. So see that love that you just gifted from your heart coming back to you. The same color of love that you just sent out. And breathe it in. It fills your heart. It fills every cell in your body. And it surrounds you so that every time you breathe, whether you think of it or not, you're breathing love in and breathing love out. A gift you give yourself. And so it is. Thank you, everyone, for joining me tonight. I am Eileen Gottlieb, the Heart Healer, and I wish you a wonderful week. I look forward to seeing you all back here next week here on RightStream Radio next Sunday at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. Blessings of love and gratitude. And good night.